Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Sarah Cedracula, director of Main Street Washington, speaking about the upcoming snow events in downtown Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Now, with Black Friday, people often think about the big lines and everything else. What are local businesses doing?
You know, in the past, we haven't really focused on the Small Business Saturday, which is the 28th. So it's the day after Black Friday, because we do the shop and stroll the week before. So we're actually, Main Street is a neighborhood champion for Small Business Saturday. We're using a lot of those materials on Friday night, the 20th. So if you want to see some of what that's going on, please come down to shop and stroll. But also, Black Friday is a great day to avoid going to the mall, going to the big box stores, getting in those long lines, because our downtown businesses have great gifts, a variety of great things for everybody, from your pet to your child to your husband to your grandpa to your grandma, everybody. You can find something for everybody in downtown at one of these stores. And, you know, these are local people who support your school. They support your scout troops and your community events and your soup suppers and everything. It's really nice to give back to them at the holidays, because the money you spend in their store goes right back into your community. It doesn't go somewhere else.
And will the annual Breakfast with Santa be going on soon?
Absolutely. It is on Saturday the 28th, 8 to 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church. The Lions and Community First Credit Union are sponsoring it again. It's $6 for adults, $3 for kids over three. Three and under are free. Tickets are at the door, and it's going to be a great little breakfast, some crafts, some writing your list to Santa, visiting with Santa, and then at 9:30, Santa will be doing his annual story time. So he'll be reading The Night Before Christmas and several other great Christmas classics to the kids. It's always a lot of fun, so we encourage people to bring their kids downtown.
And will Santa be in Washington after that, before Christmas still?
Yes, every weekend between Thanksgiving and Christmas at the old library, Saturdays and Sundays. The times do vary a little bit, so go to our event page on our website. The times are on there. They generally are about 1 to 4, but they do vary slightly because of some holiday concerts and other commitments that Santa has to zip out back to the North Pole for.
And it takes quite a bit of work to get all of these snow activities put together. What would you say is your favorite part?
Oh gosh, our favorite part. I love seeing it all fall together, really. It does take a lot of coordination and a lot of planning, but it is so much fun. Watch when the square gets lit up and you watch people walk around downtown, and the downtown square is full of people that are doing their holiday shopping and enjoying the holiday events, their hot cocoa. You can just, it feels like Christmas once those lights go on. And that, I think, is probably my favorite part.
And have quite a few volunteers been helping out with this?
You know, we have a really small core group of volunteers. We're always looking for more. And the more the merrier, the more hands to pull it off. We call them our snow elves. We have a really great dedicated group of about five or six people that just pull this together every year. And we're very fortunate that we have community groups who are stepping up to help us. The Kiwanis Club is going to be running our parade for us this year, which is great. And we have our sponsors as well, State Bank and Community First Credit Union, the Lions. Marion Avenue sponsors our whole event every year. And the Chamber does with the lighted parade. So we have a really great core group of volunteers, sponsors, everything that really take care of us.
And lastly, could you remind us again, if people are interested, whether it's a business or a family, in taking part in the lighted parade, what they need to do?
Sure. There's a form on our website. It's mainstreetwashington.org/events. And you'll see the lighted holiday parade and the lighted ceremony as one of the events you can click on. On that page, you can click on Santa's picture and download the form. It's a PDF. If it doesn't download, call my office and I will email one to you, or you can come pick one up. But it's a simple form. Bring it with you to the parade. The Kiwanis guys will get you all lined up and ready to go, and we'd love to have as many floats as possible.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Sarah Cedracula, director of Main Street Washington, speaking about the upcoming snow events in downtown Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. To hear the first part, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.